So, now we've come to the milling machine. And it's not just any old milling machine, I'll have you know. It's our pride and joy, made in 1910. Impressive, isn't it? The metal slab that you see there is waiting to be machined. Once it's ready, it will be used for setting out absolutely parallel and straight lines on other metal pieces waiting to be processed. To get that perfect finished piece of work is not as easy as it looks, I can tell you. It's a job that requires skill and dexterity as well as teamwork. Just take a look at that chunk of metal. It's cast in iron and weighs something in the neighbourhood of 2 tons. We can start by considering the question of how on earth such huge slabs get inside the factory and up on the milling machine. Well, if you're up to it, I'll tell you the whole story. After the customer has put in his order, the foundry delivers the cast iron slabs to us, door to door. Then we have to get them inside the workshop. But how do we do that? Look up at the ceiling. As you can see, we have 2 overhead cranes, but they can only lift 800 kilos together. That's a long way short of 2 ton, so that won't do. Well, this is where teamwork comes in. Several of us boys push and pull until the slabs are inside. Once inside, they're given a turn at the milling machine to start with, and out they go again. Why? Well, it's because of the tension that builds up in the slabs. You have to get rid of that, and the best way is simply to let them lie outside. Now, you're probably asking yourself, how long does the customer have to wait before his order is ready for delivery? Well, I'm not exaggerating if I say the best part of a year. In come the slabs again for yet another turn at the milling machine. But the result is still not perfect. There are grooves on the surface. No deeper than about 1/100 of a millimetre, but that's not good enough. The surface has to be completely even. The surface is chafed absolutely smooth by hand with a special tool, and this requires skill. Not finished yet. It's time for the final touch. Polishing the slabs for that perfect surface. To do this, we always work with 3 slabs at a time. One of them is a finished product, and we use that as a reference for the other 2 slabs. It gets pretty exciting when the chafing is done, I tell you. Now, the next step is covering the surface of all 3 slabs with an abrasive paste, and then they're placed on each other, 2 at a time. The upper slab is set in motion. Now, we're talking about 2 ton here, remember, which means that it takes 6 of us to get that upper slab going. When the whole thing is in motion, then there's just 2 of us needed for keeping the rotation going. It's almost like that upper slab has a life of its own. So how do we know when the polishing is done? Well, we just know it, by experience. Then we do a test. We spread some blue stuff over the surface and give it a few more turns. If there are white spots in the blue, then we know it's still not perfectly even. 1 or more turns until we see a perfectly even blue surface, and then bingo. As I'm sure you understand by now, there's a huge amount of work needed before a slab like this is a finished product ready for delivery. So after almost a year, the customer can finally pick up his order. And don't tell anybody, but the guarantee expires right outside the door.